What it is? अज्ञान स्मिरांधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाके चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो। महापदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरस्तिषे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमान तोष्मि। तवैवात्मि तवैवात्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे त्वं नयमां चरणान्ति। भक्त्या विहीना अपराधलक्ष्यै क्षिप्ताश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्यै कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्न वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दम्। गोली टेनिस लाठी तक चलता है। Any light? No. When I will need? Yes. Not now. I want to explain manasiksha to all devotees. It will be very helpful for our Krishna consciousness. Raghunath Das Goswami saw and felt that what Rupa Goswami has given to world, he has fulfilled the inner desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has established Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Jaina Bhutale. So they must follow Rupa Goswami if they want to proceed in bhakti. But there is something we must follow Raghunath Das Goswami, and then we can follow Rupa Goswami. If you are not following first Raghunath Das Goswami, you cannot follow anyhow Rupa Goswami. So we should follow Raghunath Das Goswami and his teaching if we want to develop in Krishna sadhan bhajan. Who was Raghunath Das Goswami? Actually, he is not a general worldly person. He has come with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha and Krishna conjugal, to sprinkle Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mercy on worldly persons. And he had played a role of sadhak only, but he was not a sadhak actually. But he has played, as he was a sadhak, we know that he was born, he had taken birth in a very good and high class of family, like landlord's son, very big landlord. He was like a prince, well educated and well rich, his father and mother. From beginning of life, he has been brought up in the association of Haridas Thakur, and one of the disciples of Sri Advaita Acharya, named Yadunandana Acharya, was very qualified person. Though he was family man, but he used to act like Acharya also. So in boyhood, this Yadunandana Acharya has given him Hari name, initiation. Without initiation, a strong faith never comes. And then he can carry the orders and follow the orders and rules and regulations of his spiritual master. Without doing so, taking initiation, without initiation, his faith, like pendulum here and there, no strong faith comes. So he took initiation from Yadunandana Acharya, and Krishna arranged and sent Haridas. Though Haridas Thakur was always moving like Narad here and there, but usually he used to come to this boy in the court of council of his father and uncle. He was very fond of Haridas Thakur in boyhood. And he used to have his finger in his hand and to move here and there and to chant with Haridas, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna. This is a very strong thing in any devotee's life, to have an association of a Vaishnava like Haridas Thakur. Who was he? He was actually Brahma, who creates this world. And combination of also Prahlad Maharaj. So both were in Haridas Thakur. Very qualified devotee. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted him like Namacharya Haridas Thakur. Though he has come out from Mohammedan family, but he was a strong devotee of Krishna, daily chanting 3 lakhs of Harinam. Even we have no work, no duty, no job, nothing, only eating and sleeping, but we cannot do. And he used to chant, not only low class of Harinam, very bona fide name. Then he was chanting, calling Krishna, Oh Krishna, Oh Krishna, Sahasrar, like that. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to sing this song for this boy, Krishna Das song, as if he is calling Krishna and Krishna is coming, so we should also try to chant Hari name like that. Krishna hai, Krishna hai, Krishna hai, like this. then he will hear. Not like a fashion, like a song, but with a pure heart. So, this boy is so much affected, a great power, a strong thing came in this boy, Raghunath Das Goswami. From beginning he wanted to, he heard so much for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he wanted to meet him, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wanted to give up his home, so his father and mother married him with a very beautiful lady at that time in whole India. So beautiful. But he has no taste in beauty and all these worldly things. He was quite Bhairagi.
Renounce.
Though he had not taken outwardly renounce order, but he was more than renounce order. But they cannot bind him. Always try to fly away from his home and to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he was only of before his marriage and up after marriage also, his mother told to her husband, why you are not bringing a very iron rod for iron chain in which we can bind him, my son, and he should not run away here and there. He weepingly he told, answered, so much wealth, our so much love and affection, and also beautiful wife could not bind a person. How we can bind him in a lifeless chain? Those who have a little affection for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna, in whole world they cannot bind him in any way. Anyway. So don't be worried for this. We cannot speak, but I'm trying. He heard that once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, he is going to Vrindavan, and the way he is staying for some days in Shantipur with Advaitacharya's house, his mother Shachi Ma is also there, and thousands of persons are with him. So he told his father, I cannot leave. My soul is going on. I will die if you will not permit me to go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has come so nearer in Shanti. I must go. And if you are making any problem, not allowing me to go, then I will die at once. Hearing, he told that, I am giving permission you to go, but return soon. He told that, yes, I will return. And thus he went there. And he stayed so many days there. He wanted to follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, don't be so hurry. Don't be so. Thir haiya jaha ghare. Na ho bato. Karme karme paaye log bhavasindho ko. Kar kya? Markat vairagya na karo lok dikhaiya. Jatha yogya vishay bhunja anasakta haiya. Antare karo nishtha loke vyavahar. Achirate Krishna Tumhare Kariban. This sixth line, one little. What is the meaning? Sthir haiya jao ghare, na ho vatul. Don't be mad. Don't keep your home at once. Just follow my instructions. Don't be bairagi. Bairagi means? Like monkeys, artificial monkeys. Monkeys have no shirt, no kurta, no dhoti pant, nothing. They have no kuti, kuti you know, no houses,
no cottage,
no cottage, nothing, no bank balance, nothing. What they will eat for tomorrow, they don't manage. But other hand, they have thousands of wives and thousands of children, making daily one son and daughter. And if they will see anything in your hand, they will jump at once. Especially in Vrindavan, Chitrakoot and Indian towns, especially in Vrindavan, Sevakun, if you see, they will see that you are taking throats to give offered deities, they will jump and take. Especially to they know ladies, they differentiate ladies. Oh, she is so fearing, fearful. So jump and take anything from them. And if they will not give, they will do like this, like this. He told me that I am very careful. They cannot take my... I told him that be careful with your glass. You know, he like did like this. But at once a monkey came and sat on his jump table and took away. Sometimes they can take your little boy also, baby. And they can climb up on the top of the tree. If you will give a piece of bread or anything, then they can give easily. So they are very lusty, like dacoits, and very fearful and dangerous. But they have nothing. Always lust in their heart. How to take things from others? So we should not be market bairagi, not renounce like markets. Markets mean monkeys. For showing money we have taken dunt, but always lusty, always want of money, always cheating others, always diplomatic, always
duplicity.
And hypocrisy. This is an offense. We should be very careful. So he is telling to Raghunath Das Goswami, you should not follow market vairagi. Renounce like market monkeys. So much affection for worldly things, not for Krishna. Because who are sincere, Vaishnava, they have no time to abuse anyone, to quarrel with anyone, to criticize anyone. They have no time at all. They are all times goes in Krishna consciousness, always chanting, remembering, helping others. So thiri hiya jao ghare na ho vatul, krame krame paye logo bhava sindhu kul. Gradually, you will come out of this worldly ocean, suffering and sorrows. Don't be like monkey, margat bairagi na kar log dikhaiya. Jatha jog visham hujo anasakta hoya. You should try to anasakta without any
attached.
Don't be attached to anything. And what you need for maintaining your life, you can take it. Like Sattvik Mahaprasadam. To save your body from hot and
cold.
You can take some cloth. Only as you need. Don't take it more. And that's chant always. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And eternally you should try to develop your heart sincerely. Then he followed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, returned to home. He tried so many times to go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he could not go. Once Nityananda Prabhu came to Panihati on the bank of Ganges, very nearest to his palace. At that time, Nityananda was with his all associates. Thousands and thousands of devotees were there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered him to make prasadam for all with rice. Chipped rice and curd and banana, sandesh and so many things. He managed for lakhs and lakhs devotees. At that time, it was distributed. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu called Nimai Prabhu. Oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you should come. I cannot take you alone here. And he was praying. At once he saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Puri came there, and he saw. And then both took Mahaprasad happily. They were all dancing. They saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is here. Sure, she is coming and dancing all here and taking Mahaprasad. All began to shout, Santanande Hari Hari. All. After that, Raghunath Das, this boy can only very little age, 18 or 16. He went to Nityananda Prabhu and told, Prabhu, I'm so unlucky. I want to meet with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I cannot live without him. I will die. I have tried so many times, but I cannot. I could not. So, I pray for your mercy. Without your mercy, because you are Akhand Guru Tattva, wholesale Guru Tattva. So, by your mercy, I can have the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Without your mercy, anyone cannot directly serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, I need your help, your mercy, causeless mercy. He told, he kept his feet on the head of Raghunath Das. Always saying that, oh, how lucky is Raghunath Das Goswami. And he told to all devotees who are present there that I pray you all to give your mercy to this boy, so that he can serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he can meet very soon Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And also he told that my whole mercy I am giving to you sincerely, because you are sincere. Now no one can check you. Very soon Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will give his mercy to you, and you should prepare very soon. And very soon, after that, very soon, he has a very good occasion to run from his house. And he went to Puri. The way on foot, it was about
1 month.
1 month or 12 days.
1 month, where he crossed,
12 days. And he crossed it only in 3 days. Whole one day and night, walking and walking. Without taking anything. His feet were swollen. Now he could not walk, but he proceeding. He had not taken bath, not taken water, even anything, only some moody. Anyone kindly has given. And he went to Gambhira, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is sitting with his whole council, Sarup Damodar, Ramananda, Sarvam Bhattacharya, and all were there. He saw Raghunath Das, Mukunda, one of the singers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He told Mahaprabhu, oh, see, how this boy is coming, Raghunath Das Goswami. Oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at once began to wave and tell, oh, Krishna is so merciful. He has
rescued you
from
the dig of stool.
This world is like
a piece
of stool. And he has dragged you from that. And he embraced him, this boy. Raghunath Das Goswami asked, how fortunate he. At once he embraced that boy. And he took his hand and gave his hand in the hands of Sarup Damodar. Who is Sarup Damodar? Very near and dear to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very learned. And high class of Vaishnava, especially his Lalita Sakhi. And he gave him that. Oh, now you are Raghu of Sarup. He will support you. He will associate you. He will give you power. Always Harikatha. And always you should try to come to me. So, now he became Raghu of Sri Damodar. How he was maintaining his life? His father sent 2 Brahmins and 1 servant that he should buy from market and you should cook for him and give. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered that you can take. But one day he took, and after he told and denied, I don't want to take anything from Bishai. You know Bishai?
Materialistic person.
Even those who are worshipping and chanting, but they chant and worship Krishna only for enjoyment, that Krishna may give me my very beautiful wife, very beautiful husband, or so much wealth, gold, houses, and everything. For material things, they are all Bishai. They are Vaishnava Prem, like Vaishnava, but not like they are Bishai. And some are like Bishai Prayer, like Srinivasacharya,
Pundarik
Vidyanidhi, Raya Ramananda. They are what?
Externally looks like materialistic.
But they are not materialist. Pure Vaishnava, high class of Vaishnava they are. So, he is telling, what I am telling?
Vaishnava
prior
to
India, so I will not take Mahaprasadam from them. And he left, rejected. And used to go to market. What market?
Anand Bazar.
Anand Bazar market. Where is Anand Bazar market? In the temple of Jagannath, by side. So much months and months, quintals of quintals, Mahaprasad is there. Dal, bhat, tarkari, and so many vegetables, so many things. So many things, sweet and everything is there. He went there and he begged, and someone came and gave him. But after 2-3 days he left it also. He used to go outside the temple of Jagannath, where cows taking rotten rice Mahaprasad coming from the
drain
from the cooking room from Jagannath. Understand? And take something, used to rub it all rotten things he want to wash, and giving some salt, very little he used to take, only one gross, one or two. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this from Sarva Damodar. How he